many more. Don't miss the No Bull Steer Manure Sale at April's Garden A to Z Supply, March 27th, 28th, and 29th.
So you made the jump and got a smart speaker system. Alexa, Echo, Home, whatever. Now you want to listen to KNCO. It's just this easy. Ask to listen to KNCO on iHeartRadio. Boom. There we are with you whenever you want company. Alexa, I want to listen to KNCO on iHeartRadio. Echo, I want to listen to KNCO on iHeartRadio. Google, I want to listen to KNCO on iHeartRadio. I think that about covers it. Stay with your favorite programs on KNCO News Talk 830. KNCO News Time is at 12:31. John Cadis standing by here.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm well. I think I may have given Susie a bum steer.
Uh-oh.
She called early.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, you don't have to hold on. You can call back. She said, okay.
And there she is.
And there she is right now.
All right.
I hope this is Susie because you're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, John.
Hi, honey. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Dave told me 6 minutes, and it's not 6 minutes.
Well, you slid in under the tag, girlfriend, so that's good.
That's okay. So, this is kind of fun. I'm at home, and
yeah.
I have never done so. My house is so clean.
Well, that's good to hear.
I'm sure that all of the ladies out there can understand that we're stuck in the house. What are we going to do? We're going to clean drawers. We're going to clean.
There you go. And you've been doing that at the restaurant, too, huh?
How did you know that?
You told me that when I talked to you this morning.
Oh, this morning, yeah. they have taken it apart. I mean, they're just scrubbing, and taking equipment apart and cleaning, and just amazing. You know, it's just like a work day for them.
yeah. So what's been going on? When I was there last Tuesday, there was your... doing drive up curbside kind of thing, calling for to go, but you've discontinued that?
It just doesn't work for us. We really don't have a place where they can pull in
nice,
you know. We had a bunch of to-go containers, and we gave them to Paulette.
Good for you.
Yeah, she has a place to put, you know, they drive up.
Right, she's got a window, right?
She's got a window.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the best way, and I'm sure that... Humpty Dumpty has a window, too. So.
Yeah, but they looked completely closed when I drove by this morning. Yeah, when I came to work, it was dark, so I don't know what their plan is.
I have no idea. But, you know, it is a time if you can do it, it's great. But, you know, you still have to have payroll, and if you're not doing it enough, then it's not going to be worth your while. And so maybe that's how they're feeling, too. I know that Robin is staying open a little bit.
Oh, Robin at the Old Town Cafe?
Yeah, he's doing it. I think he's kind of doing it by himself, too, because there just isn't a lot of people going.
Yeah. He's been delivering in town stuff for as long as I've known him. And
Well, he's going to have somebody in the restaurant.
Well, he's got to have somebody cooking the food.
Let me lock that door.
Knowing Robin, he's probably trying to do it all. You never know. But so how are the employees? Are they feeling the brunt of this?
They're all taking it pretty well.
Okay.
Taking it pretty well. And, you know, most of them, I don't know, it's hard for everybody.
You know,
a lot of things that are helping out is that the rent, for people who are paying rent, it's been, you don't have to pay rent for 2 months, I think, something like that. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know that you're going to have to bring it up to date when you do that. And that doesn't work. For people.
Well, duh,
You know, duh. I mean, if they would change it and just make it like, okay, you can start your rent and then maybe just do half of what you owe. You know, something like that. But to come up and say, oh, you owe 3 months rent, how are you going to handle that?
Well, I don't know. Watching these lawmakers, at least in Capitol Hill, trying to come up with plans, it just sickens me that... political interests seem to outweigh the needs of the many, and it's really unfortunate that's the way it is. But
pretty hard.
Yep. So, have you heard anything like maybe through the Restaurant Association or anything about future plans and when you can maybe think about reopening?
No. But when we do go plan to reopen, it'll be about 3 days to open.
To get up and running?
Yeah, to get up and running. I mean, we're all pretty much fresh food, and it takes a lot to prep that.
Sure. Now, you had food prepped, so I understand when you gave it all away, huh?
We gave it all away. Yeah, all of it. You can't freeze produce and things like that, and sliced meat and things like that. So we just gave them away, and all of the muffins and Danish that were cooked and all of those things, we gave it all away.
How about eggs? You can't find eggs in the supermarket.
Oh no!
We had
I think 4 cases, and we gave the cases away.
Wow.
Some of them they broke down and gave them to different, two flats or 3 flats from people. But some of the people actually had children, and they just took a case, which is fine. That's what we wanted to do.
Sure.
They're not going to be having any money coming in unless they get unemployment. Is that what it is called? Unemployment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unemployment insurance.
Hopefully the government comes through with that.
Hopefully they will, yeah. Susie. So how's Frank dealing without sports?
Well, he actually is doing sports. He is.
Oh, really?
They're talking to all the, back and forth to everybody, and he's on the line with all his cohorts. And
yeah.
Who's on the I want to wish Homer a happy birthday.
Oh, that's right. It's Homer's birthday today.
Homer Nottingham, it's your birthday. Yeah. I think he's a happy 62, isn't he?
Yeah, I believe it is. Yep. And a healthy 62. That looks great for 82, excuse me.
82,
so
yeah.
So we'll be talking to Homer later on, so wish him well.
Oh, is it today or? Who do you have in there today?
Oh no, he won't be on. I've got Friar Tux coming in this afternoon, but I've got Habitat for Humanity. Jim Phelps is my guest today for this show,
talking
about the 3 homes that they're currently under construction. So should be fun to talk to Jimmy about that. So
I think that's an incredible thing that they're doing.
It really is. It really is, Susie. And we just want to encourage everybody to stay in touch, and as we get out of this situation, especially this economic situation, that just like we did during the PSPS, following the PSPS, everybody rallied to support the businesses as they reopen. So hopefully that same attitude will prevail when we get back to normal, whatever that is.
I have no doubt.
Yep.
I absolutely. Grass Valley and Nevada County is so incredible. I know we are going to be. Everybody is going to be packed. We're going to be so happy just to get out of the house and
stop cleaning.
Happy to cook.
All right, Susie. Well, thank you for calling in. And hopefully next week we'll have better news and be closer to the day when we come back in. I know Dave had to pack his own lunch today, so he was really bummed about that.
That's very true. Poor Dave. I'm sorry, Dave.
It's okay, Susie.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Susie. Thank you so much. You take care.
Stay safe.
So when we come back, Jim Phelps is my guest. He is with Habitat for Humanity, and we're going to be talking about the 3 homes, 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, and 3-bedroom homes that are currently under construction and how this all is impacting them. So please stay tuned for KNCO News Talk 8. This is John Kadas.
I'm Jeff Flynn with your KNCO community calendar. Due to restrictions to attempt the spread of coronavirus, almost all community events have either been canceled or postponed. Some of the latest include the Sisters Closet clothing sale. Twin Cities Church plans to reschedule it to a later date. Also, their Easter egg hunt has been canceled, as have many others around the area. If you are planning on attending any event, be sure to check with organizers to see if it's still happening. There are always several organizations that could use volunteer help. That includes the Cancer Aid Thrift Shop at 317 South Auburn Street in Grass Valley. If you have as little as 4 hours a week to give, they could use you. Call 273-2365 for more information. Calling Connecting Point at 211 is another option. They can help you with their volunteer hub. And if you are an organization that is listed an event on the community calendar website and it's canceled or postponed, we're asking you go online and either indicate that event's not happening or remove it. That way we can keep everyone up to date. We're not able to edit those events ourselves. For the latest, go to KNCO.com and click on Community Calendar.
Please listen. This is important. Anyone can be affected by the prescription opioid crisis. If you think you've been hurt by Purdue or its prescription opioids like OxyContin, you may be entitled to compensation as part of Purdue's bankruptcy, but you have to file a claim. Claims may include overdose, death, substance use disorder, lost wages, and neonatal abstinence syndrome. A confidential claim can be filed by individuals, a legal guardian, by survivors or relatives of people who have died or are disabled. The deadline to file a claim is June 30th, 2020, or you will lose your right to file a claim. For more information, visit PurduePharmaClaims.com, or you can call toll-free 1-844-217-0912. That's 1-844-217-0912. Paid for by Prime Clerk, LLC.
Hey everybody, and we are in the studios of KNCO. My guest today is Jim Phelps. Jim is the Development Director for Habitat for Humanity, and we've got lots to talk about. So, Jimmy, how are you doing?
Doing terrific, John. I'm glad to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. You bet. Well, it's not quite Toffanelli's, but and that's where we saw each other when we made this state a couple weeks ago, and so we really feel bad for all the people impacted by this, and we're all impacted. KNCO is impacted as well. I mean, we're a small business, and we rely on our advertisers, and they're relying on customers, and if they can't come in, then we're all hurting. So, we're all feeling the brunt. How is Habitat, and specifically the Restore, handling the situation? Because that's a big financial assistance program for the work you guys do.
Absolutely. We were fortunate in that through the governor's directive, affordable home builders and hardware stores were on the exception list.
Okay.
So we are an affordable home builder, and Restore
and
is certainly a hardware store.
Sure.
We did elect to close the Restore temporarily.
Okay.
To do deep clean, but also to kind of see how things shook out.
Yeah.
So I have good news that Restore is reopening tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Great.
With a staff only. Now, unlike a lot of other retailers, we do rely heavily on volunteers.
You're right.
We have asked all of our volunteers, whether it's at Restore or in construction, our committees, to stay home. Our priority first and foremost is for the health and well-being of our volunteers
sure.
and the people that we work with.
And we might say your volunteers are vintage, huh?
You know, like most nonprofits in the area, our volunteers do skew a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, we've got a great dedicated staff out at Restore. Mary Gill, our general manager there, is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
We've undertaken a number of safety and well-being protocols that actually have been recommended to us by our state Habitat.
Okay.
To ensure that our customers and our staff remain safe during mm-hmm. this time period. So we've done the deep cleaning. Like at the cashier line, we have tape down on the floor in 6-foot increments. We maintain the social distancing recommendations. We're going to do the same thing in customer and employee interactions. We'll maintain that. It'll be interesting to see. We're going to monitor the flow of traffic. We have no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
But you know, having something like Restore open while everybody else is at home, they're thinking, maybe now it's time to fix that gutter.
Yeah,
They're at home. It's great that they have a resource like Restore to go
sure.
to that creates not only the access to the resources they need, but to create a sense of normalcy during this time
period.
That
is the most difficult concept to accept right now.
Exactly.
Is how unnormal, this abnormal, this really is. It just feels weird.
It does feel weird. And I hope that Habitat can bring a little bit of that normalcy while paying close attention to the directives that our state, local, and federal government provides to us. We have conference calls with our Habitat California folks, with habitats throughout California, where we're all talking about this and what each habitat is doing. We're learning from one another. And I think that's one of the advantages that we may have, is that we do have that connection to a much larger organization.
Sure. There are 42 habitats in California?
There are 42 in California,
wow.
Ranging in size from very, very small to the really big
really
ones.
Really big ones, yeah.
Like in the Bay Area or L.A. Mm-hmm. And what's cool is we're all pretty much equal in how we approach this. And different habitats around the state are approaching this differently.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to strike that balance between we need to pay heed to the health directives that our leaders are providing to us, but then also to the economic well-being of not
habitat.
Only our organization, but then also to our community. At this point, we don't foresee needing to lay off anyone.
Okay.
That's why I said we're staff only. And so we're being very hopeful and optimistic about this. And but again, I want to reiterate that our first priority is to the health and well-being of our staff, volunteers, and to those we serve.
Okay. Now, once you reopen the Restore tomorrow, will you be accepting donations as well? And are there conditions under which you'll accept those donations?
Great question. I'm glad you asked that. We have suspended pickups with our truck.
Okay, where you're going out to homes.
Where we're going out to homes. We have suspended that until whatever time we can go back out. We are accepting donations at the site up to 3 p.m. In fact, we have instituted reduced work hours. A Restore will be open from 10 to 4.
Okay.
We're just shaving a couple of hours off
our
there.
Media end. Yeah.
And then we will be accepting donations up until 3 p.m. each day.
Okay.
So, if you have something out there that you finally said, oh, I better take
this
down.
Now's the time to find it.
Now is time.
Absolutely.
To bring it in. We will have staff there to accept the donation and all the same systems and protocols that we've always had.
And then you issue a donation note to the value of the donation so they can use it for their income tax?
Absolutely. Okay. It is a tax-deductible contribution.
Absolutely. Wow. So you currently have three homes under construction on, it's called Park Place, near Memorial Park?
Yep. We're very excited about this. We have three great families that have been selected.
Okay.
They're all busy working on their sweat equity hours.
Sure, which is 500.
Which is 500 hours.
Per home.
Per home.
Okay.
We have kind of an anomaly in that we're building a one-bedroom home.
It's the first one,
It's
huh?
the very first one in our 25-year history. It was just the way the land was and how we could fit things. We're fitting four homes overall into this space with a one-bedroom, a two-bedroom, a three-bedroom, and then the fourth home is going to be a much larger home. Because we'd like to accommodate a larger family.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it laid out. We will focus on the one bedroom to get it built first, and then we'll do the two bedroom and three bedroom simultaneously.
Okay.
We've already begun laying the forms, and once the weather clears up, we'll be able to get to work. But I should
got
also,
some work done in February, didn't you?
We did.
Okay.
But I should also say that we have taken a 2-week hiatus from construction at this point.
Okay.
In deference to health and well-being of our volunteers and everybody else. But also the weather hasn't necessarily been conducive to building.
Exactly.
So that just kind of worked out, and we felt like this was the best course of action to take.
Sounds good. Jim, let's take our final commercial break. My guest is Jim Phelps, Development Director for Habitat for Humanity. We're in the studio today, and we really appreciate you listening and hope everybody's staying safe. And if you've got things that you've uncovered in your home that could be beneficial to the Habitat for Humanity Restore, they'll be opening up again tomorrow. So load them up and drop them off between 10 and 3.
Yep.
So, and we'll be right back for KNCO News Talk 830. This is John Katus.
The threat of wildfire is with us every day. When you have 3, 5, 10, or more acres of land that you need professionally cleared, you need a company that's prepared to quickly do it all. Fire safe clearing, fuel reduction, hazardous tree removal, complex climbing and chipping. You need Trees Unlimited. Locally owned, Trees Unlimited has almost a quarter century experience as tree care professionals. They have a vast hands-on knowledge of wildfire hazards in Nevada County. Trees Unlimited is fully versed in county fire requirements and guidelines with a full line of equipment, including masticators, chippers, bucket trucks, and track buckets with crews designed to handle large clearing jobs. Trees Unlimited is fully insured, licensed, and bonded. To learn more, visit treesunlimitedgv.com. That's treesunlimitedgv.com. Or call Jim at 530-271-5536. The time to take action is now. Protect your property. Make the call today to Trees Unlimited, 271-5536.
With spring's arrival, Weiss Brothers Nursery is open for business and ready to meet all your gardening needs. They have the area's largest package seed selection featuring Lake Valley Seed, Burpee Seeds, and Botanical Interest Seed Company offering non-GMO project verified seeds. Have questions? Just call 530-273-5814. That's 273-5814. Weiss Brothers Nursery, 615 Maltma Drive, open Monday to Saturday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Sunday, 8:30 to 4, or visit weissbrothersnursery.com.
The kind of food you feed your dog or cat is important to help them live a healthy life. Scraps Dog Bakery and Nutrition Center is a holistic, organic, and raw food center for both dogs and cats. They offer wholesome diets for puppies and kittens, too. Along with healthy pet food, Scraps has grooming supplies, totes, food bowls, leashes, and an in-store bakery baking up fresh dog treats. Scraps Dog Bakery, located in the Fowler Center, next to B&C Hardware in Grass Valley. Play hard, bark loud, eat Scraps.
Welcome back, everyone, to our final segment for this Tuesday edition of On the Town. And thanks to Susie from Toffanelli's for keeping us apprised of what's happening or not happening at her establishment downtown Grass Valley. Just keep everybody in mind. And as soon as this thing is behind us and things open up, we just hope and we know everybody will jump on board and get back out and support everybody that has been affected by this. My guest today is Jim Phelps. He is Development Director for Habitat for Humanity. And as we took our break, we're getting involved with Park Place, which is the current project. And we were talking about the one-bedroom, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom homes that are being built. And right now, the one-bedroom, which is an anomaly for the 16 homes that you've built prior to this, is the first one-bedroom. And you've got a special lady, a health aid worker, Denise, who is going to be occupying that home, and she's busily acquiring her 500 hours of sweat equity.
Yep, she is. Denise has been terrific. She has really worked hard. Every opportunity she has to be involved, whether working out at Restore or they really haven't had a chance to start on our home, but once that happens, she's going to be out there. And,
oh, so you can volunteer at the Restore and have that contribute to your equity?
Yeah,
your sweat equity?
That's what's kind of cool about our program is it's not just at the home site. It's anything that supports the Habitat mission, which would be Restore. People could come in and work in the office. In fact, Denise has helped with mailings and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Av has the other families that will be out there. There's a variety of things they can do to work off those hours. And also a number of hours can also be contributed. So if they have family members who want to come out and work on their home.
Aunt, uncle, mom, dad, whatever.
Whoever, they can do that and they get to donate those hours to Denise. Because 500
hours
for a single woman.
Who's working
is difficult. So we've set up the process where every family actually can have some donated hours.
Okay.
And depending on the person's situation, more can be donated than others.
Okay.
So it's really a good program.
It really is a great program. So celebrating your 25th anniversary, the first homeowner is now 5 years away from paying off their mortgage.
Yep.
That is pretty cool.
That is really cool. In fact, when she took the keys to her home, her children were 4 and 8, and today they're 26 and 30. It's pretty darn cool. In fact, Susie over at Toffanelli's has what we call a habitat kid.
Really?
Who works for her, yeah. And her father is still in his home, and that's where she was raised. And now, she's a productive member of a local
society,
business who's contributing greatly. And that's really the story of Habitat to me.
That's a great story.
How did these families get stabilized and become, they contribute to the community? In fact, in the 25 years, our homeowners have paid $750,000 in property taxes.
Wow.
Is that something?
That's a huge number.
We were starting to look at a lot of the numbers over the past 25 years to say, here's what these folks are contributing. They're buying their home.
Yeah.
They're contributing to the local tax base, both in paying property taxes and sales taxes, because they're able to be stable here in the community. And I think that's a big part of the story. And you know what? A lot of props need to be sent to our homeowner support committee, which is all volunteers who, like with Denise, when she was named a homeowner, an individual actually then was assigned to her to help her through the entire process. Helps her from everything from talking about budgeting to getting her hours in to whatever else may come up. And that relationship happens beyond them getting their keys. In fact, our support families and individuals who walk with our homeowners extend that beyond for at least a year. And in many cases, they maintain that
relationship for years and years. Yeah.
That is the thing that a lot of people don't see with Habitat.
Sure.
Is we provide support to these folks to ensure their success. Because that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, absolutely.
It's not just about building that home. It's about building stability. And that's what's happened.
Okay, so we're getting into some uncharted waters right now.
Yeah, we are.
With the economy being what it is and jobs being kind of teetering in some cases. So what's the outlook from where you, I know it's tough. You don't have a crystal ball, Jimmy, but, you know, it's something to be considered.
Absolutely. And I think we're uniquely positioned to help these homeowners because we are the lender.
You are the lender.
And
right.
So we have a little more flexibility in working with them, and which we have throughout the years. Mm-hmm. Things happen. And so we have that opportunity to work with them. And we may set up different situations for it's a case by case thing where if a homeowner say loses their job, we have a back web page where homeowners can go to get resources.
Okay.
They can contact our homeowner support person to help them.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And so that's where this guidance really creates even more stability, even in times of crisis.
Yep. Okay. So 25 years, quite a history. It's going to be celebrated hopefully in September.
We hope.
The Street of Dreams.
Yep. And we are looking forward to a big Street of Dreams this year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we know that the financial situation has changed for a lot of folks. And we want to be very sensitive to that. But most certainly, if someone feels it in their heart to give, they still can.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. And, but Street of Dreams, we hope, will be a huge celebration. And even in the midst of this crisis, think about the party we're going to have.
Absolutely.
Saying here
goodbye
we are
to this whole situation.
Yeah, and hello to more hope and prosperity. So we've got a lot of great surprises planned for this year's Street of Dreams.
Okay. So I know this will be behind us. I'm totally confident this will be behind us by then and hopefully well before then.
Yep.
In the meantime, people can contribute. How?
Basically, if they feel like they want to give, they can certainly give online or through the mail. The other thing that folks can contribute is their prayers. I often say that one of the essential building ingredients or elements in every home we build, it's built on a foundation of prayer. And I think more than ever, I think not only our families, but all of our families, our community can use that covering. And I would encourage people to do that.
Absolutely. We know God's in charge.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. Heard from Ken Page at Friar Tux, echoing that same sentiment. He'll be my guest, he and his son Chad, from Friar Tux this afternoon on Spotlight. So I think we got a lot of people praying and hoping that for sure this will be behind us very soon. So, Jimmy, thank you so much. Don't forget the Restore opens tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Up there on Loma Rica Drive and open till 4. And donations are gladly accepted. So, well, you got the time. Clean out that shed.
There we
get
go.
Get through the garage and find all that good stuff that someone else can use. So, Jimmy, thanks again for being my guest today.
You bet. Thank you, John, as always.
And thanks to Susie. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Dave. And everybody stay healthy and positive and say those prayers.
listening to Nevada County's award-winning local news source, News Talk 830 KNCO, Grass Valley, Nevada City.